and placed her hand on her back in a motherly fashion. "A cup of tea, dearie. It will help you relax, and don't be intimidated by these two oddballs. Their bark is much worse than their bite, and they are quite good at whatever it is they do." Mrs. Morstan smiled at Mrs. Hudson.
"Thank you. A spot of tea would help me compose myself. Thank you."
Mrs. Hudson departed, but not without first giving a hard look at both Holmes and me that promised a rap on our knuckles if we were less than considerate to the young woman. Holmes began. "Allow me to offer my condolences first on having to endure a long interview with those fools over at Scotland Yard, but more so on your recent loss and bereavement. The pain of these things, though unbearable at the time, does eventually pass. The fact that you have come into a goodly inheritance as a result of your father's service under the Raj will help to improve the process. The recent increase in the price of gold will no doubt speed the rate of improvement, and you will likely to be able to say goodbye to your role as a governess, even though you adore your little charges and are loved joyfully in return." Most young clients to whom Holmes delivered his practiced assessment react in shock and wonder. Miss Morstan did no such thing. She quietly accepted her tea from Mrs. Hudson and then looked directly at Holmes and shrugged.
"Inspector Lestrade certainly has you pegged, Mr. Holmes."
"I beg your pardon, miss," said Holmes. He was apparently not expecting this response.
"Inspector Lestrade told me on no uncertain terms that I was not to tell you that I had been meeting with him, but that you would most likely know that all the same. He also said that you would tell me all sorts of things about myself, but not to be surprised, because it was your way of showing off. He said that you were the oddest bloke in town, but brilliant, and if I could live with your peculiarities, that you could help me."
I could not resist asking her, "Did Lestrade indeed say that Sherlock Holmes was an odd bloke?"
"No, truthfully he said, 'Frankly, miss, Sherlock Holmes is positively weird and endlessly annoying,' but I did not want to be rude, so I softened his words because I need your help."
"But," I pressed, "did he actually admit that Sherlock Holmes was brilliant?"
"No, truthfully he called him an imbecile savant, but he insisted that I meet with you all the same."
"Enough of Lestrade," said Holmes, who did not appear to be enjoying this exchange. "State your case." I had had sufficient inward chuckles to last me the day, and seeing that Holmes had returned to being a detective, a consulting detective, I must not forget.